Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. This study fascinates me because it opens up a bigger question. In the age of social media and how we can build communities now, do we really need the media? In the world according to me, yes, yes we do. And here's why. Media coverage can still expand our reach and awareness from a place of credibility. It invites more people to join our communities. It invites more conversations. So I do think it's a worthy pursuit. The key here is that that pursuit is different now. Gone are the press releases. Seriously, don't send that to reporters, especially on social media. Instead, we need to show that we can be their go-to resource on a certain topic. Here is my 1-2 punch to reach that goal. First off, share data. If there's a study out there related to their beat, even if you didn't author it, share it anyway. Here's why. Reporters like to use stats. They use them to frame up an example within the article, to show the importance of the topic, or to show the commonality of the situation they describe in the article. By the way, don't assume that they already know about what you're sharing. Reporters don't have time to look in the nooks and crannies. We can do that for them. You can also pitch this as a story idea based upon what they've reported on before. Second step, and this is key, make yourself quote worthy. When you share content, give one or two sentences of color commentary. Link that study with what you see on the ground or your observation of the impact. This tactic links you to the content you just shared and why you don't have to be the author. This shows the reporter that your insights could be a useful addition. What these have in common? Conversation. We are interacting with reporters and demonstrating to them that we can be their go-to resource on a certain topic. We can make their jobs easier. Our quotes are not just insightful, but also memorable. Two things a standard press release can't do. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.